Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the webcast for the Fall 2022 Block Energy and Capacity RFP, or BEC RFP. My name is Katie Orlandi, and I'm from NERA Economic Consulting, the procurement administrator on behalf of the Illinois Power Agency. And presenting with me today is Paul Cardona, also from NERA. This webcast is going to cover the three procurement events held under the Fall 2022 BEC RFP. These include two events to procure block energy for Ameren, Illinois, and Commonwealth Edison, and a third procurement event to procure ZRCs for Ameren, Illinois. So throughout this presentation, so you know, we may refer to the utilities as follows: Ameren, Illinois as AIC, and Commonwealth Edison as ComEd. So we're going to take questions at the end of the presentation as time permits. If you have a question, please use the chat icon and type in your question and hit enter to send to the panelists and hosts. And then the presentation materials, including the audio recording and the Q&A, are all going to be posted to the procurement website, IPA-EnergyRFP, probably today, tomorrow latest. So this slide provides a short disclaimer. Any statements herein or made on the call describing or referring to the RFP and contract documents are summaries only and are qualified in their entirety by the governing documents. Those governing documents include the contract documents that were posted on July 12th and the RFP documents that were posted on July 13th. So bidders in the BEC RFP do bear full responsibility for reviewing and understanding these documents. On the call today, we're going to start with an overview of the procurement events, including the products to be procured. I'll then provide some details on the supplier contracts and a general overview of the RFP process and timelines. I'll pass the presentation at that point to Paul Cardona for the second half, and he's going to cover the RFP process requirements and then a section on bid submission and evaluation procedures. Okay, so on September 29, 2021, the Illinois Power Agency, or IPA, filed its procurement plan with the Illinois Commerce Commission. The plan was approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission on November 4th, 2021. That plan provides for three procurement events to be held this fall under a block energy and capacity RFP. And as I mentioned, NERA serves as the procurement administrator, and in this role will be your main point of contact. We'll review the qualification materials that you submit to us, and then we will evaluate the bids that are received on the bid dates. So the RFP seeks to procure block energy for AIC and ComEd. There are no quantities to be procured for Mid-American Energy Company this fall. The products available are specific quantities of on-peak and off-peak energy in monthly periods from October 1st, 2022 through May 31st, 2025. The capacity product is procured for AIC only. Specifically, the RFP seeks to procure ZRCs, or zonal resource credits, for the 2023-24 planning year and the 2024-25 planning year in order to fulfill a portion of the forecast requirement for AIC for these 2 years. ZRCs can be offered from all zones, and ZRCs from outside of AIC's compliance zone, which is Local Resource Zone 4, will be subject to a payment adjustment under the contract, and we'll talk about that adjustment on a later slide. So this slide provides an overview of the energy products. A product represents block energy for a company, either AIC or ComEd. It's for a specific segment, either on-peak or off-peak hours, and for a given month. The quantity of each product is divided into blocks of 25 megawatts. So the targets, or the number of blocks to be procured for each product, are expected to be available by August 22nd. The targets that are currently posted in the RFP, and you'll also see throughout this presentation in screenshots, are just provisional at this time. When the final targets become available, they'll be provided to qualified bidders, and they'll also be posted to the website, and an announcement will be sent. So bidders can also bid on combination of products for a particular company and on-peak or off-peak segment. The available combinations are January and February, March and April, July and August, and Q4, or October, November, December, as well as an annual combination, which includes all months, June to May of the planning year. And so the number of blocks available in a combination is set to the minimum number of blocks available across each of the months in the combination. And I'm going to give an example on the next slide. So again, these are the provisional targets for ComEd. In order to give an example of how blocks for combinations are set. So again, targets are provided separately by company, segment, and month. So the top table includes the targets for the individual monthly products. For example, October 2022 at the top, the provisional target is 49 blocks for the on-peak segment and 42 blocks for the off-peak segment. And then the bottom table, we have the number of blocks available for each combination for ComEd. So specifically for the March-April 2023 combination, there are 24 on-peak blocks available. And that's because the minimum number of blocks available for each of March 2023 and April 2023 in the table above is 24. And that's for that April 2023 product. Now, in regards to the capacity product for AIC, bidders are going to offer to provide ZRCs, which represent 1 megawatt of unforced capacity that qualifies to satisfy the resource adequacy requirement for a given planning year in a local resource zone. ZRCs will be transferred using MISO's Module E capacity tracking tool by the delivery deadline, which is going to be ahead of MISO's planning resource auction. There'll be a payment adjustment for ZRCs from outside the compliance zone that are selected and approved through the RFP. Again, the compliance zone is local resource zone 4, so payment for ZRCs from other zones will be adjusted based on the applicable auction clearing price of the source zone of the selected ZRC relative to the auction clearing price for the compliance zone. And we actually post a couple of examples for how to do this calculation to the website on the FAQs page. So that completes the overview of the product. And before I move on to the supplier contract section, we have a couple bullets here on bid evaluation. So importantly, the bid evaluation for both block energy and capacity considers only bids that meet or beat a confidential benchmark. The benchmarks are developed using a confidential methodology that's approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission. So after that step, the block energy events, for the block energy events, the evaluation is going to identify the least cost package for each company. And then for capacity, the evaluation selects the lowest price bids to fill the target for a planning year. So now to an overview of the supplier contract. As I mentioned, the final contracts were posted on July 12th. There are separate energy contracts for AIC and ComEd, and also a separate contract for AIC capacity products. Each contract is standard and non-negotiable, and bidders will be required to accept the terms of the supplier contract for a procurement event or procurement events for which they're applying prior to bidding. So this means all bidders in an event are agreeing to the same terms, you'll be agreeing ahead of time to execute the contract within 3 days of commission decision on the results if you have bids that have been selected. So the contracts for 2022 were based off of the final contracts from 2021 with very minimal edits. And now no changes have been made between spring 2022 and fall 2022, except for some updates to dates, an update to the timing regarding scheduling in the ComEd confirmation agreement. So just administrative edits. Now this slide provides the main credit terms for the energy contracts. The exposure calculation is based on mark-to-market methodology, so there may be a collateral requirement applicable to the seller. This requirement will only apply to the seller. If there is a collateral requirement, the seller must post performance assurance in the form of cash, a letter of credit, or a guarantee. Within each contract, there are standard letters of credit and guarantee forms, along with a document that provides a list of modifications to the form of guarantee that are already deemed acceptable to the company. If a seller has multiple contracts with the buyer, then a single guarantee may be used. In regards to the AIC capacity contract, exposure under the contract will be 10% of the contract value and is required on the effective date. The contract value is based on the bids approved and any payment adjustment for ZRCs that are from a zone outside of the compliance zone. So if after any adjustments, the seller is required to pay the buyer, then the exposure would simply be the amount owed to the buyer. Like the energy contract, there are standard forms of letters of credit and a guarantee that are provided as attachments, and there's a list there as well for acceptable modifications that can be made to the guarantee. And again, the collateral requirement applies only to the seller. As a final note on the contracts, there is a provision in the AIC capacity agreement that was added first in 2021. This provision is under the product definition, and it describes a process and a timeline to develop an amendment to the contract that would be invoked if MISO receives FERC approval to make changes to its resource adequacy construct that requires a product other than a ZRC is currently defined. So on November 30th, 2021, MISO filed with FERC to include a seasonal requirements for their planning resource auction. We provide the docket number here where you can review the filing and other information. There's also additional background on the proposal and stakeholder process with MISO on their issue tracking page. And there's a link here where you can go directly to that issue tracking page. So that concludes the overview of the supplier contracts, and this next section is in regards to the RFP process. So in order to qualify to bid in the BEC RFP, you're going to need to submit qualification materials to us online. If you're a new bidder and you have not registered yet for an account to access the online forms, in order to submit your proposal, you can go ahead and do that now or anytime. You can register either by going to the procurement site, ipa-energyrfp.com, and clicking on the qualification form link on the left-hand side, and then clicking register here. Or if it's easier, go ahead and email us to illinois-rfp@nero.com with the information requested in the orange box on the right. The individual that registers for the account is going to be the one that receives the instructions from us for how to activate the account. So current account holders do not need to re-register through the website or by email. And a current account holder is a bidder that qualified to participate in a procurement event in 2020 or later, or that registered in 2020 or later. So if you fall into this bucket, a note that even though you do not have to re-register, you're going to have to activate your account anew in order to access the form again. So for a bidder that qualified to participate in a procurement event in 2020 or later, it's the representative that's going to receive an email with the activation link prior to the opening of part one. If you're an account holder as of 2020, but you haven't participated, it's the individual that registers that's going to get this email with the activation link. At that time, we'll also send instructions to access and complete the online forms, and they'll include screenshots for how to activate the account. If you are a current account holder or if you are new and registered for an account, you're going to get that information ahead of the Part 1 window opening. So We'll talk about that here on the next slide. The RFP process is going to kick off on August 9th. This is the opening of the part one. So you'll receive your instructions before then. This is when you can begin submitting your proposal material. The proposal is submitted in two parts, a part one proposal and then a part two proposal. The part two includes the posting of the bid assurance collateral. And Paul's going to, you know, go into the details of these requirements in the next section. But the part one window is from August 9th to August 16th. Entities that have not participated in a procurement event in 2022 will be required to pay the $500 bid participation fee by the part one deadline on August 16th. We'll send instructions for payment of that fee to participants, again, closer to that August 9th date. Bidders are notified whether they qualified and that they can submit a part two proposal on the part one notification date, which is August 22nd. The next day, the part two window opens and part two proposals, including posting bid assurance collateral, are due by September 1st. And that's just for energy. The bid assurance collateral for the capacity procurement event is actually due the following week by September 8th. On September 7th, we're going to hold a bidder training for both capacity and energy bidders. This will be an opportunity for qualified bidders to go through all of the bid procedures that will be used on the bid dates. The bid date for energy is September 12th, and capacity is Friday, September 16th. So the results of the events are subject to ICC approval. The ICC is expected to render a decision on the results for energy by September 15th and capacity on September 22nd. So as I laid out on the last slide, the process will begin in early August and then it'll proceed over about 6+ weeks. Suppliers start by submitting the part one to become qualified for one or more events. Suppliers can then submit the part two for any procurement event for which they qualified. Bids are then submitted and evaluated on dedicated days of the week following the conclusion of the part two window. Then at that time, both the procurement administrator and the procurement monitor for this RFP will submit separate reports on the results to the commission, and the commission renders a decision on the results of each procurement event. Next, the utilities and winning suppliers can proceed to executing the contracts, and winning suppliers will be required to pay a supplier fee to the Illinois Power Agency. So this slide provides an estimate of the supplier fee, which is again paid to the Illinois Power Agency. The estimates are $171 per on-peak block, $114 per off-peak block, and $20 per ZRC, and we'll provide you with the final supplier fees on the part two date or before the part two date. And that'll be provided to qualified bidders. So with that, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Paul Cardona, and he'll start in on the details to qualify.
Thank you, Katie. As Katie mentioned, my name is Paul Cardona, and I'm with NEAR Economic Consulting. And in this next section, I'll be going over the RFP process requirements. So the RFP process requirements, qualification requirements specifically, take place over a two-part application process. The first portion of this process is called the Part 1 Proposal and consists of information submitted through the online Part 1 form, supporting documents that are either uploaded to the form or sent by email to the procurement administrator, inserts, which are standalone forms in Microsoft Word that are available for download from the procurement website that were posted on July 13th. Inserts are not retained from previous procurement events. The Part 1 proposal also consists of the payment of the bid participation fee that is due directly to the IPA to the extent that you have not already participated in a previous procurement event for the IPA in 2022. Part 1 proposals are due at 12 p.m. Central Prevailing Time on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. The Part 1 form will ask you for basic information about the bidder, including its name and address, information about your participation in PJM and MISO. The bidder will be also asked to name an officer that will sign all certifications of the Part 1 as well as the Part 2 proposal. A representative of the bidder who serves as the bidder's main contact for purposes of the RFP, as well as nominees. And it is important to note that the procurement administrator will only communicate with the representative and nominees. So a bidder must ensure that the people who are actually working on your proposal on behalf of the bidder are those who are named as either the representative or one of the up to three nominees. The Part 1 proposal will require that the officer of the bidder make several certifications by signing inserts that accompany the Part 1 and Part 2 proposal. All Part 1 and Part 2 inserts are posted to the procurement website currently, so the officer may sign all of the Part 1 and Part 2 inserts at once and submit those inserts with the Part 1 proposal for early processing of the Part 2 inserts. A bidder is not required to resubmit these inserts with the Part 2 form if you submit them with the Part 1 proposal for early processing. And there are two methods for completing the inserts. They can be either scanned with a wet signature or electronic signature and emailed to Illinois-RFP@NERA.com. It's important to note that if they are emailed to NERA, they need to include the signatory, need to be sent by the signatory or with the signatory on copy. Alternatively, you may submit the inserts with a digital signature along with the additional document or information that verifies the identity of the signature. A digital signature platform could be something along the lines of DocuSign, Adobe Sign, or other document signing certificate software that is that allows the procurement administrator to verify the identity of the signatory. All bidders, as I said, must pay a single bid participation fee, which is $500, that covers all 2022 procurement events. This bid participation fee is due to the IPA by 12 p.m. noon on the Part 1 date. And there are a few things that are important to make note of here with respect to the bid participation fee. First, the payment of the fee may only be done by e-pay or ACH. Payment by check is not an acceptable method of payment, and so you must only use those two methods that I mentioned just now. We will be sending out a complete set of instructions when accounts are registered. This information will be sent to all current account holders and those individuals who have recently requested qualification credentials that Katie sort of went through earlier in the presentation. The Part 1 form will also ask you to provide financial information for the entity on whose financial standing the bidder relies. The bidder can choose to rely on its own financial standing or on the financial standing of another party or another party named the entity. You are asked to provide the credit ratings for the entity on whose financial standing the bidder will rely, and provide financial information for the entity, including annual and quarterly financial information. If any of the information is not available for the entity on whose financial standing the bidder relies, you must state this fact in Section 10 of the online Part 1 form, which is called the Justifications of Omissions. If you don't provide it and you don't provide that statement that it's not available, we will follow up with you asking to clarify its omission. Along with the information that's general to the applicant, the Part 1 proposal requires additional information and inserts for each procurement event for which you are participating in. So bidders participating in the AIC Energy procurement event will fill out Section 4 of the online Part 1 form, ComEd will fill out Section 5, and AIC capacity will be Section 6. Under those sections, you'll be asked for information to prepare the applicable supplier contract documents. This supplier contract insert should be provided as a Microsoft Word document. You'll also be able to required to provide the representations of the officer of the bidder. The part one or part two proposal will require additional representations from the officer that, as I mentioned before, may be provided with the part one proposal. Sections 8 and 9 of the part one form must be filled out by bidders as needed. And those bidders would be applying under special circumstances, including an agency agreement or bidders that are relying on the financial standing of a foreign guarantor. One quick note with the part one proposal for the fall 2022 procurement events, comments will not be solicited on the standard letters of credit. I'd like to flag just one specific certification required of the officer. For each procurement event that the bidder is participating in, the officer of the bidder must certify that the bidder is not in violation of the Displaced Energy Workers Bill of Rights as provided under Section 10-25 of the Energy Community and Reinvestment Act at the time of the submission of the Part 1 proposal. This is a requirement under the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act signed into law and effective on September 15th, 2021. And we've provided a link to the Energy Community Reinvestment Act on this slide, which you'll be able to access once the slide is posted to the procurement website. A bidder that successfully completes the Part 1 proposal for a procurement event receives a Part 1 notification for each procurement event in which it participates. The Part 1 notification will be sent to bidders on August 22nd, 2022. Documents for the submission of the Part 2 proposal included with the Part 1 notification are included with the Part 1 notification and include amounts of bid assurance collateral required to bid on all blocks for the AIC, Energy, and ComEd procurement events, bid forms, and information needed to submit your bid forms. The Part 2 proposal consists of information submitted through the online Part 2 form, signed certifications uploaded or sent to the procurement administrator via email to the extent that those were not provided with the Part 1 proposal, submission of bid assurance collateral in the form of cash or an executed pre-bid letter of credit for each procurement event in which the bidder intends to bid. Please note that any pre-bid letter of credit must be sent directly to the email addresses listed in the letter of credit directly from the issuing bank. Instructions for the submission of bid assurance collateral will be sent directly to qualified bidders. Please note that there are multiple deadlines for the Part 2 proposal. Energy bid assurance collateral is due before capacity bid assurance collateral. Additionally, the energy bid date comes before the capacity bid date. And we've flagged for you the important dates with respect to the Part 2 proposal on this slide, which will again be available for download after the presentation. Beginning with the spring 2022 RFP, bidders have the option to post cash as bid assurance collateral to each company separately. Bidders must provide certain documents to rely on cash as an acceptable form of bid assurance collateral. These documents include the cash insert for each company that's available for download on the procurement website, a draft request for return of cash, as well as a W-9 for each entity to which cash is returned, and the completion of the AIC vendor form. Note, if a bidder submits a parts proposal to participate in both the AIC Energy and AIC Capacity Procurement events, such bidder may send a single wire transfer to AIC in the amount required for both of those procurement events. Another acceptable form of bid assurance collateral is a standard pre-bid letter of credit. These standard pre-bid letters of credit are posted to the RFP website in Word format. Bidders must use the standard form only or incorporate modifications deemed acceptable by the applicable company. Modifications acceptable to the utilities were posted with the final procurement documents on July 13th. And then just again, I'd like to note that pre-bid letters of credit must be submitted directly to the applicable utility and from the issuing bank and not the bidder using the email addresses provided in the LC and copying the procurement administrator. So there are two acceptable forms of bid assurance collateral. Now I'll just quickly go over the amounts required for bid assurance collateral. For the energy procurement events, namely the ComEd and AIC energy procurement events, bid assurance collateral must be an amount of $5,000 per block subject to minimums of a $250,000 LC. LC amounts sufficient to bid on all AIC energy and all ComEd blocks will be provided to bidders with the Part 1 notification. The procurement administrator will confirm the number of blocks that a bidder can bid for each of those procurement events based on the amount of the applicable prepaid letter of credit. You'll receive this confirmation and a notice when we review the acceptability of the pre-bid letter of credit. The capacity pre-bid LC or bid assurance collateral must be in an amount of $200,000, regardless of the amount of the RFCs a bidder plans to bid. Bidders submit bids in the procurement events exclusively using bid forms provided with the Part 1 notification. Incomplete or inconsistently filled out bid forms will not be evaluated. So on bid day, that means you will have until the end of the submission window to cure any deficiencies in the bid form, or 10 minutes if the procurement administrator provides notice with less than 10 minutes left in the bid window. Bid forms must be submitted to the procurement administrator via secure bid transfer site or the backup method, which is via email. Bidders will have the opportunity to practice the bid submission process during a training session. And again, this training session allows for the practice of submitting bids through the backup method. A step-by-step guide for bid submission will be provided to you with the Part 1 notification. So there are different bid dates for the energy and capacity procurement events. The energy bid date is Monday, September 12th. The capacity bid date is Friday, September 16th. For the energy procurement events, there are overlapping bid windows. Bids for the 2023-2024 and 2024-2025 delivery years are due 1 hour prior to bids for the 2022-2023 delivery year. Please note that the bid windows for fall 2022 closed earlier than they did during the spring 2022 procurement events. So that's sort of an important thing to note from the slide. We flagged that for you. And we've included the time that these bid windows do close. I want to quickly go over the post-bid process. And while no notification is required prior to ICC approval under the Public Utilities Act, we'll aim to notify bidders whether their bids are identified as winning bids to the ICC by phone by 6 p.m. on the bid date with written notice to follow. For this fall 2022 RFP, bidders that submit bids for the 2022-2023 delivery year for energy products will be notified by 4 p.m. Central on bid date. So that's something that's a little bit different than what we did in spring 2022. So I just want to flag that for you. If not already provided with the Part 1 proposal, bidders with winning bids must provide the contract inserts for preparation of the applicable supplier contract documents by 12 p.m. noon on the day after notification that the bidder's bids are identified as winning bids to the ICC. The procurement administrator, procurement monitor, as Katie mentioned, will each submit a confidential report to the ICC within 2 business days of the bid date. And the ICC will decide whether to accept the results of each procurement event within 2 business days of receiving the reports from the procurement administrator and the procurement monitor. I'll move on next to the contract and supplier fee execution process. So each company will send bidders via electronic means partially executed documents. The documents are handled differently depending on the company in which you will have bids identified as winning bids. ComEd prepares the guarantee for the winning bidders, while bidders prepare and submit its own guarantee for electronic fee by AIC. The bidder countersigns, sends back electronically contract documents and fulfills the creditworthiness requirements of the applicable contract that Katie went over earlier in the presentation. Instructions regarding contract execution procedures will be provided directly to bidders. Sellers that are unable to execute the documents using a wet signature will be required to use a digital signature by ComEd. Bidder's insurance collateral may be drawn if supplier fees are not paid to the IPA on or before the seventh business day after the ICC decision. Next, I'll go a little bit into what the energy bids and bid forms look like, then move on to capacity bids and bid forms. So what is a bid? A bid in the block energy procurement events consists of both a price and a quantity. Specifically, a bid is a price for a block of a product or for a block of a combination and is expressed in dollars per megawatt hour. Note, you can bid on all blocks or products, and it doesn't preclude you from also submitting bids on combinations that include that product. So let me give you a quick example of what that means. Say the target is two blocks for February 2023 in ComEd during the on-peak period. A bidder can submit a bid for both February 2023 individual blocks as well as the January-February combination. So in total, the bidder submitting bids for three blocks in February 2023 in ComEd during the on-peak period, even though the target is only two blocks. Bidders successfully submitting a Part 1 proposal for energy products will receive two bid forms with the Part 1 notification. Each bid form is associated with overlapping bid windows. The bid window for the 23-24 and 24-25 delivery years, that's bid form 1, is between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Bid form 2 for the 22-23 delivery year is due between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And again, I just want to flag that these windows are earlier than the spring 2022 procurement events. With respect to the energy procurement events, there's a concept called maximum willingness to supply. The maximum willingness to supply is the maximum number of blocks that a bidder wants to win for a particular segment in month for a company. So for example, say a bidder wants to win up to three July ComEd on-peak blocks. The bidder would specify a maximum willingness to supply for July of three blocks, but could submit bids for three individual July 2023 individual blocks, and also submit bids for a three July-August combinations. The procurement administrator could only select up to three blocks from some combination of the bids for the individual July blocks and the bids for the July-August combination because that bidder specified a maximum willingness supply for July of three blocks. The bidder may, but is not required to, specify maximum willingness supply per segment in a month to override the default. Bidders wishing to read more about the maximum willingness supply are encouraged to download and read Appendix 17 to the RFP rules that is posted to the RFP website on July 13, 2022. The bid evaluation proceeds in two steps. Step one, if bids that fail to meet the benchmarks are eliminated from consideration. Step two, bids are selected that yield the lowest average cost per megawatt hour. Finally, before we end the presentation, I wanted to quickly go over the AIC capacity bids and bid form. Bids for both of the 2023-2024 and 2024-2025 plan years will be submitted in a single bid form, but are submitted in different tabs. So a bid consists of, in each of those tabs, a quantity of ZRCs, a price associated with that quantity of ZRCs, and a local resource zone. You are required to provide a local resource zone because ZRCs outside of local resource zone 4 may be bid into the RFP. Similar to the bid evaluation for energy products, the bid evaluation for capacity products proceeds in two steps. Step one, bids that fail to meet the benchmarks are eliminated. And step two, the lowest price bids for a planning year are selected until the target for that planning year is met. That concludes the presentation portion of this webcast.